Welcome. We are at, excuse me, Kokomo, Indiana. Got a bit of a cold. You can laugh through that with me. Kokomo, Indiana, Kokomo High School, home of the Lady Wildcats. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Kokomo Lady Wildcats. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Teams are on the floor. Let's either shoot some free throws, take some shots at their leisure. And the Wildcats are down there working on some bounce passes, getting around the perimeter, taking some three-point shots and the right elbow extended. Talk a little bit about each school. Talk about the Kokomo Wildcats, and we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies back home, Acadia, Indiana. Their school enrollment, 731. Mentioned the Lady Huskies came from Jackson Central. If you look back, Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are Class 3A, Sectional 24, are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Yorktown High School. Will Minton in the sectional right now. We'll talk about some records. That's about halfway through the season, though. We'll mention Hamilton Heights, they're 9-1. Yorktown, they're 6-4. The Eagles are 7-5. Minton, the Lady Eagles again. 7-4. A County, they're 8-2. So in the sectional is Centerville, Newcastle. Mentioned the Hamilton Heights administration. We'll mention the principal is Jared Mason. Athletic director is Kurt Alden. He's here watching the game tonight. Athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. High school is located 25802. 8 Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone at 317-984-3551. The web, you can find them at hhc.org. For the colors, orange, white, and brown, perform in the Hoosier Conference. Your conference has 9 teams in it. Mentioned in the East Division, this is where they stack up presently. East Division, it's Western. Lady Panthers, I believe they're unbeaten. Huskies have a good game with them coming up. Second place right now presently is Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies. Then it's Northwestern, the Lady Tigers. Then it's Tipton, the Lady Devils. We'll mention in the West Division, it's Rensselaer Central, Lady Bombers. I believe they're still unbeaten. I think at 10-0, we'll talk about that in the FCA rankings, maybe at halftime. And I will also mention Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians, right there in the middle right now. Central Catholic, Lady Knights, followed up by West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils. The Huskies will play the Red Devils, I think, a couple of days away. That's going to be a home game this year. We'll also mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 9-1. They're 1 win, no losses in the East Division. Lady Huskies are averaging, this is in 10 games, average 55.7 points per game. Give up an average of 35.4. Be a close matchup for the Kokomo Wildcats. We'll talk about that in a moment. I'll mention the head coach for the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry is currently 128 wins. Had losses working year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies, as mentioned, is Thursday, December 14th, coming right up. 7:30 for the varsity. It'll be a West Lafayette ball game. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils will be at Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. JV contest, 6 o'clock that night. And we'll also mention a little bit about the Kokomo Wildcats. Kokomo Wildcats They have a school enrollment of 1510. Benton, their school was founded in 1872. I got to thank Mr. Gene Hockney. Gene Hockney, he's sitting over there at the scores bench. He is the media person for this school, and he is good. He gave me some notes here. I'll go ahead and mention them throughout the ball game. Mention the Kokomo Wildcats are Class 4A, sectional number 7. There are 6 in their sectional, and their sectional will take place right here, probably at Memorial Stadium, no doubt. Did show up at the high school. I talked to a lady in the main office. She said, hey, the game's at Memorial Stadium. So, anyway, Memorial Arena. Anyway, Arena, it was named after John E. Turner. Do you believe so? Don't quote me. But anyway, we'll mention the 16s at Kokomo High School. Their sectional will be McCutcheon. They're the Lady Mavericks for 8-2. Harrison, Lady Raiders, West Lafayette, they're 8-4. Kokomo, Lady Wildcats, they're 5-4. Hogan Sport, Lady Berries, currently 2-8, followed up by Marion Giants, the Lady Giants, and the Lafayette Jets, Lady Broncos. So we'll also mention the administration for the Kokomo High School. Principal is Angela Blessing. Athletic director is Nick Hale. Athletic secretary, not listed here, but we'll mention the assistant, E.D., John Peckinpah. We'll mention a little bit about Kokomo. Kokomo High School, located at 2501 up Berkeley Road. Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. Dial them up by telephone at 765-455-040. We'll mention KokomoFix.com, where you'll find them on a website. Mention red and blue are the colors they wear. North Central Conference. Performing in the North Central Conference are 9 teams in that conference presently. They are Harrison, the Harrison Lady Raiders, Ketchum, Lady Mavericks, Richmond, Lady Red Devils, Kokomo, Lady Wildcats, Henderson, Lady Indians, Hogan Sport, Lady Berries, Marion, the Lady Giants, Lafayette Jet, the Lady Broncos, Muncie Central, the Lady Bearcats. They play a little bit of Neil Young. Neil Young here in the arena. We'll also mention the Wildcats are 5-4. They're 2 wins, 1 loss. The North Central Conference. Kokomo Wildcats, averaging 9 games. Defensively, 44.7. Defensively, they give up only 40.3. We'll also mention the head coach, Kokomo Lady Wildcats, is Haley Peckinpah. Lady Peckinpah, we'll mention, she's 41-34. Her fourth year at Kokomo High School, she's in the 1,000-point club, Hamilton Heights. Enter the next game on the agenda. Kokomo Lady Wildcats will be this Friday, 6 o'clock. Existing, it may be one game, 6 o'clock. And we'll mention that Kokomo Wildcats, they will be at the Marion Giants. They're getting ready for the national anthem. Clock's rolling down. 25 seconds left. Kokomo Wildcats are standing across the center line from, I decide, 42 feet apart, like the line of sideline. Now, the Lady Huskies are on the sideline getting ready to observe and flag in the national anthem. We're going to be addressed. The public is there. I'm quite sure. Thank you. The Kokomo Wildcat Band. Sounded marvelous. I didn't see it up here. Single note, out of place. And I'm really introduced to starting lineups for the set for the game. I should say the varsity game. JV game, I believe, was won by Hamilton Heights. It was a thriller towards the end right there. We'll mention starting lineups for tonight's game. We'll first mention the Lady Huskies. I'll start like this. Every number two. 5'6" senior. She averages 7.6 per game. That's Ella Hickok. Three number three, 5'6" junior. She averages 10.4 per contest. Katie Brown. Three number 10. She's 5'10" tall. She's a senior. She's averaging 26.6 per game. That's Cameron Hunter. Wearing number 23. 5'7" senior. Cassidy Shakel. She contributes defensively, rebounding. She is offensively minded on the baseline. We'll mention number 24, 5'9" senior. 6 per game, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry had a standout game last game. She got 4 3-pointers among her other scoring. The head coach is Coach Keegan Cherry. Now we'll mention the starters for the Kokomo Wildcats. The Lady Wildcats start like this. Wearing number zero, she's a 5'4" sophomore, 8.9 average per game, Mara Stroman. So starting wearing number 13, she's 6 feet tall, she's a senior, she is a captain, and she leads the team in scoring 16.1. That's Asia Elliott. Wearing number 14, 5'7" junior, 2.8 per game, Reagan Klain. She tipped in with 4.3 rebounds per game. So starting wearing number 15, the 5'5" freshman, that's Satyra Scott. Satyra Scott averaging 5.8 as a freshman. And the final starter in the lineup for Kokomo is for 21, 5'5" junior. That's Makila Drake. Makila Drake averaging 6 points per game. Head coach of the Kokomo Lady Wildcats is Haley Peckinpah. So they're finishing up the announcements right there. And I'm going to get a little more water tonight than normal. So the officials are going to take off their over jackets. They're going to go with 2 male officials and female official. So they're going to tip it off. It's coming right up. We'll mention Cameron Runner is going to jump center for the Lady Huskies. Jumping center for the Lady Wildcats. It's going to be number 13, Asia Elliott. The senior, 6 feet tall. The 2-inch height advantage here on the jump. So they're getting ready to blow the whistle. Female's going to toss the ball up. So we go, Kokomo High School. Mo backcourt. Taking the backcourt, we're at Memorial Stadium. Up on the first approach, in the backcourt number 0, Era Stroman. Back the other direction, Amara Stroman. They're working back out top to Asia. Asia Elliott. Working outside, back again to Stroman. Working in free throw line. They go to the corner with it. Turn around, bring it back out to Elliott. Going to reach in, going to be a steal. Going the other direction is Cameron Runner. She'll go left-handed off the glass. 2 points, a 2-0 contest. Bring it in from the backcourt. Hamilton Heights going to some pressure on. 3 in the backcourt. Going to dribble across the timeline. They'll throw it to the front court. A free throw line to kick it back around. 15, Satyra Scott. They'll go left side behind the arc. She'll dribble in. Bring it back outside to Asia Elliott. Priya's going to go to the corner again. Direct zero, Amara Stroman. Bring it back out top, Asia. Asia Elliott on the dribble. She'll cross over. Left elbow, going to be a steal. It's away by Ellis. Track is stolen by Katie Brown. Back to Ella. She'll try a three-point shot. It'll rim out and wouldn't go. Found Cameron Runner. Runner on the dribble. She'll get it back out. They'll start the point again with Ella Hickok. Snap for a screen from Hadley Cherry. She won't use the screen. They'll work it back around the perimeter out top of the basketball. Right there is Shakel. Shakel go across the lane there. Ball's out top again. Dribble in. That's going to be Cameron Runner. She's going to paint. Take a shot. Might have been some friction there. A little bit of a bump. No call. Back the other direction. And there is Stroman. That's Amara Stroman. Side the arc and bring it back around. Asia. Stroman for three. I just rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Hamilton Heights. That's the rebound to the Cherry. Ball's coming across the timeline right there on the dribble. But Hickok, going to get her is Ela Drake. To work at left side bounce pass in front of the Kamo bench. Dribble Katie Brown. She'll work it in, so but back out. Ella Hickok behind the arc. Hickok being guarded there by Makila Drake. Up top, stationary dribble. Look for a screen. She'll use it. She'll dribble to the side of the arc, right side. Back to Katie Brown. Back to Cameron Runner. She'll pick up the basketball at the right elbow. Pick it back. Back panel dribble. Ella Hickok. Shot near the center circle. So work it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Work it left side. There's a deliberate approach here on this possession for the Lady Huskies. Work it right side. Going to be a tall pass. Going to be off the fingertip. Cameron Runner. Go out of bounds. They'll give the ball back to the Wildcats. Lady Wildcats going to bring it in. That's 14. Reagan McLean brought in 15. It's the Tyra. Scott. Going to be tipped. Picked up in the backcourt. Steal by Cameron Runner. Work a right side. Katie Brown. Over going around the perimeter. Look at the left side. That's Ella Hickok. Pretty hurt. 15. Satyra Scott. Yeah, foul whistled. They closely guarded there. Foul's going to be whistled. Foul the ball game. Going to be whistled on Satyra Scott. She'll pick up her first foul in the game. First foul of the game. Be brought in by the Lady Huskies. We tossed to the backcourt. Picked up. Fallow in the backcourt is Ella Hickok over to the left side. D. Brown back to Ella. Take that, that's Cassidy Shakel. Cassidy Shakel going to set a screen. It'll be a reach-in. Chin foul there in front of the Kokomo bench. They're going to whistle this one against Kokomo. 21, Makila Drake. She has one. She fouled number two. Tossed it to the backcourt. Picked up there by Ella Hickok. They'll work it left elbow. They'll work it down low. It's going to be a blocked shot. Blocked shot by Asia Elliott. Cameron Runner went up with a shot. And it was recycled. Went out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. After the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in. Outside the arc. She'll dribble. That's Cameron Runner. Picking up camera. And out there is 14, Reagan McLean. Dribble it. She'll go to the opposite corner on a double skip pass. Stella Hickok. Look at right side, Hadley Cherry on the dribble. Look at right side around the perimeter. Cameron Runner. Katie Brown, now back out top to Ella Hickok. Look at stationary dribble. Cross over. For 11 left here in the quarter. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Ella Hickok for two. For nothing contest. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Picked up by Ella Hickok. She'll go to the corner with it. Look at cross-court pass behind the arc. Cavi Cherry to go back right side. It's number 10, Cameron Runner. Guarding her closely. Working right there. Runner's going to go reverse layup right-handed. Side of glass wouldn't go. She hit the deck. Yeah, steal at half court. Cavi Cherry. Get down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Cameron Runner going to be a timeout called. Timeout. Kokomo, Lady Wildcat. This break is 3:34 left. The first quarter, 6-0 contest. And we do thank you for tuning in. Yeah, 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Visa Stokes Fair. Visa Stokes Fair, Century 21 real estate agent, real estate broker. been looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa List and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. It's going to be brought in on the baseline. Official's going to ask you, the cheerleaders, to back up just a bit. I push the ball in the hands of Amara Strowman. He's in backcourt. Alicia Elliott. She'll do a soft pass crossing the timeline. It's going to be picked up there. Hamilton Heights, Ella. God, she dishes off in the paint. Cameron Runner couldn't get the shot to go. Back the other direction. Alicia Elliott picked up the dribble. Up of the circle. They'll work a right side on the dribble. That's 24 in the ball game. Andaria facing the ball game. Paint off the glass. Two-point shot wouldn't go. 14, Reagan McLean. Back the other direction on the rebound. Going to be a steal off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good. Kokomo, 21. Nakila Drake. 6-2 contest. 45 left. We're in the first quarter. We're going to right side behind the arc. Katie Brown. Toss it back out. Cameron Renner works the left side. Ella Hickok lost the handle momentarily. Regained it in front of the scores bench. We're going to get her at 21. Nakila Drake. We're working around the perimeter. Kokomo, right side. Going to dribble in. Ashley Shakel pushes it back out. Cameron Renner back to Shakel. Now back to Harry Sherry. We're going to back out. We're going to back in. To back out. Near the elbow, two-point shot wouldn't go. Shakel rims out. Rebound out there. Collected by Kokomo. 21, Makila Drake. Go back the other direction. Asia Elliott with the basketball. She'll dribble it back out top of the circle. Give that to point guard, R.S. Strowman. To the corner. Point shot rims out. I take him there by 21, Makila Drake. Back the other direction. For the paint, shot wouldn't go. Rebound. To way tip. By Missy Shakel into the hands of Ella Hickok. Hickok in the paint. She's going to try a two-point shot. Going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Ella Hickok is going to shoot two. That's going to be the third foul here in the quarter on Kokomo. I mentioned that foul whistled on 21. Makila Drake. She has two in the ballgame. 6-2 contest. 1:40 left. At the free throw line, number two, Hickok, she gets the first. Hickok steps to the stripe tonight, 53%. She's now 13 for 20 on the season. So she'll get one more. Second shot, also good. 7, now 8-2 contest. And across the timeline, looking to is Asia Elliott. She'll pass it. Left side to Strowman. She'll dribble in just outside the paint. That rims off. Rebound. Ella Hickok. Across the timeline at a quick pace. Stop. Left side beyond the point line. About a screen in from Cherry. Going to work it back out. They'll work it down low. Tipped away. Trying to find Katie Brown on the ball. And it's going to be a steal. Hamilton Ike picked it up. The front court. Cameron Renner. She's got a hesitation dribble. She'll go off the glass. Going to go to the foul strike, fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. That foul's going to be whistled on Kokomo. It's going to be her first foul. That's number 24. Andaria Faison. Free throw line. First shot rims around, falls in. Cameron Runner. Going to be a substitution in the ball game. We're going to see again original starter. It's going to be number 15 to Tyra Scott. Taking a breather. Number 24, Daria Faison. A kick in the backcourt, playing defense. That's Cameron Runner. Pass, she kicks it. The cheerleaders. They're going to bring it in. The dribble, she'll pick it up. Score pass, tall pass. Tipped off the fingertip of Amara Strowman. Going back the other direction, stolen by Katie Brown. Baseline. Ella Hickok to back out. Sprint runner now back to Harry Cherry. behind the arc, they'll work it to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to bring it back out. Crossover dribble working against Eliana Stewart. They'll work a court pass to Shakel. She'll bring it back out. Ellie Hickok. Well, Hickok on the dribble out top. Center circle. Picked up there by 15. Tyra Scott. Front with the basketball. Going to dribble in on the inside the three-point stripe. Going to pass it near the second line. It's safe from going over there by Ella Hickok. Hickok going to drive the lane. She'll kick it back out behind the arc. Well, behind the arc, Hadley Sherry. Her going to be picked up there by 22. Aviana Pollard. Aviana Pollard in the ball game. Kokomo. For 7-inch junior. For the paint. Off the glass. Three-point shot at the buzzer. Couldn't go. And that shot taken by Cameron Runner. Then we'll go to quarter break. 8 minutes on the game clock. 10-2 contest. The Huskies in front. Also mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Carquest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, Brotown Plaza. We'll mention there are two members of Carquest Auto Parts at Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. And that number is 317-984-4931. The locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. There's the first horn, 55-second horn, 60-second timeout. We're trying to get them back in the ballgame here. The second quarter, up to that possession arrow. Going to be able to the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies are going to bring the ball in at half court. And going in the inbound is going to be the Brown sliding through the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Up to the timeline on the dribble. Side the arc. Oh, 3-point shot outside the arc and a carom high. Him go over the backboard. Be out of bounds. Going to belong to Kokomo. The Wildcats going to bring it in. Bring it in right there with 13, Asia Elliott. Asia Elliott, 16.1 points per game, average. They'll work the V cut, and they'll work it across back and forth. Dribble to the timeline, lost the handle. Be a reach-in foul. And foul there called against the Huskies. She'll be whistled on number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll pick up her first foul in the ball game, and the Huskies have one foul here in the second quarter. Across the timeline at a dribble pace, 15 to Tyra Scott. They go to the corner with it. Mara Stroman, inside the arc, 3-point shot off the rim. Go, a shot taken by Reagan McLean. Back the other direction of the board is Cameron Runner. Side the arc to move it back around. Take it back out. Ella Hickok to Katie Brown. The glass. Cotton wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. For the rebound there is Ashley Shakel. And 22 of Deanna Pollard. For our top 3-point shot. Rims off. Number 3, Katie Brown. Back the other direction. Pass it down low. It's going to be tipped. The bounce. That's going to be off the hand of 15 to Tyra Scott. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Bring it in from the backcourt. Back in the ballgame, number 24, Jeria Faison. Taking a breather at number 15, Tyra Scott. Up in the timeline with the basketball, Ella Hickok. The left side, Hadley Sherry. On the left side behind the arc, she'll dribble in. Katie Brown. She'll work it back out to Cassie Shakel. Put it right side with the basketball. Left side, I should say. Right side, they will take a 3-point shot, Katie Brown. Katie Brown squares up, hits a 3-point shot, left elbow extended. 13-2 contest at half court. Hooker Heights still in the basketball with Katie Brown. They're working through the left corner baseline. They'll go baseline drive. That was to Ella Hickok. to work it around. Second chance, that's the approach. The front court on the dribble. Imran Runner. Imran Runner backtail dribble. Working against her is 14, Reagan McLean. Backtail dribble straight away. Deep. Kind of arch. Back in. She step back three. Top of the circle. Right of center. And she'll absorb a foul. It's going to be three shots. It's going to be three shots taken. Right there. She'll step to the line. Free throw line, Cameron Runner. Shot is good. 5:56 left. We're in the second quarter. 14-2, Lady Huskies in front. Second shot up and good. She'll have one more. Foul was Rickle on 14 for Kokomo. Reagan McLean, she has one. Shot is also good. So they'll bring it in from the baseline. Asia Elliott from Amara Stroman. Work a right side, touching hands briefly. And Jeria Faison working back to the corner. But we're going to get in the paint. With 2-point shot wouldn't go. Going to be deflected by Ella Hickok. Finally picked up by Hallie Cherry. Back the other direction. Crossover dribble. In the paint. Off the glass. Ella Hickok to get the bucket. And she'll shoot one. She'll shoot one. And I will mention the new rules here in basketball for middle school and high school. There you can only shoot one shot. This after a made basket and a three-point play opportunity. Ella got that one. We'll talk about the two shots here in a moment. Front court with the basketball. Shot taken. Inside the arc. Should say inside the arc. 2-point shot. Go. That was 22. Aviana Pollard. Front court after the rebound. Cameron Runner. Working back out top with Ella Hickok. Hickok going to give a signal. Working left side with the basketball. We're going to back out. They carry back to Cameron Runner. To Cherry, she'll try his three. 4 shot rims out. Elbow extended. Kick it back out. Katie Brown. Katie Brown for three. 22-2 contest. Ball's going to be brought in to the backcourt. Keisha Elliott trying to work across the timeline. Amara Stroman dribble across the timeline with 24. Inziria Faison. They'll go right elbow. 2-point bucket. Good. For Asia Elliott. Asia Elliott, as mentioned, 6-foot senior, averaging 16.1 per contest. To the front court with the basketball. And out top now is Cameron Runner. 4:25 left here in the second quarter. Going to dish off Katie Brown. She'll bring it back out. She'll score pass around the perimeter. Ella Hickok. Hickok being guarded there by Reagan McLean once again. A lot of space there near the center circle. Hickok between the legs. They'll work it back to the corner. And that's Katie Brown. Falling out driving baseline. She'll bring it back out. Picking up a screen from Cassidy Shakel. Working left side behind the arc. But Hickok couldn't get the three. Rebound Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dish it back out. Have a chair. Now back out to Katie Brown straight away. They'll hand the ball back to number two, Ella Hickok. They'll reset the offense. 3:44 left here, second quarter, 22-4. Katie Huskies in front. Works the basketball on the dribble. Then they'll kick it to the corner, Ella Hickok. Hickok for three. 2 3-point bucket, 25-4. 3:25 left for the quarter. Well, it's going to be cross-court pass going to end up out of bounds in the backcourt. Belongs to the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies is going to bring the ball in. Bring in from the right there in the half court. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout called by Cherry. Full 60 seconds. Timeout. And again, we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. It's Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product you sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Brigham Road. We'll mention you can reach them. Telephone 765-552-5130. And that number is 765-552-5130. Runyon Truck Store. We'll mention a place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. So there's the first horn. Getting ready for basketball. Second quarter. 25-4. Lady Huskies in front. Ball's going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies. High court, halfway in the front court, adjacent to the Kamo bench, will be brought in by Katie Brown. Working in, of course, Brightley. Hadley Cherry on the dribble, she'll work it right side behind the arc. Lahicka, stop Katie Brown. Pick up a screen from Shakel. She's not going to use it very much. She's going to work it back around. It's going to be a reach-in foul. The reach-in foul is going to be whistled on Kokomo, 15 to Tyra Scott. 3:09 left here in the quarter. In quarter, Lady Huskies, Katie Brown's going to toss it in the backcourt. Ella Hickok. 3:06 up in the timeline. Dribble pace. The quarter, 3-point shot in the air, rimmed off, wouldn't go. That was Cameron Runner. Two down. Here, Elliott back to the front court with the basketball to Tyra Scott. Scott going to get the ball back. Bounce pass, 24. Jerry Faison. Back to Tyra. Tyra Scott will push it off out top. That's number 0. Amara Stroman. Put the right side on the dribble. Back to Stroman. Scott. Back to Scott. Working it around the perimeter. Bounce pass. 3-point shot in the air. Comes off. Wouldn't go. Head elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go for Amara Stroman. They'll go back the other direction. Setting up to draw the charge. The paint. Hamilton Heights paint. It's going to be Amara Stroman, that foul's going to be all 50 foul whistled against Cameron Runner. Runner has two in the ballgame. Going to be brought in the front court on the dribble, working the back around. He picked up there by Kokomo at the left elbow. Get it at back for a shot. Going to go. Might have been deflected by Ella Hickok. Going to be a rebound put back, and it's going to go. And she'll shoot one. Whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. We whistled on the Lady Huskies. 10 left. We're actually at the free throw line. For Kokomo is number 10, Liana Stewart. 5'8 sophomore. Point play is good. They whistle that foul on Cassie Shakel. She has one. So 7 left here in the first half, second quarter. For the right side, Cameron Runner. Good screen there. They're going to drive the lane. Screen by Shakel. Stop the mark there by Cameron Runner in the paint. They go off the glass. Back the other direction. Amara Stroman. Pedal dribble. Work the right side. 24. Jaria Faison. Entry pass. Right there from the corner. Going to be chipped away by Cameron Runner. Pull around the would-be defender. Went in the paint. Lost the handle. Was chipped away. And up with the basketball, Kokomo 22, Aviana Pollard, going to front court now, 24, Injeria Faison. Stops, she'll work it left side behind the arc, touches the hand briefly, Horace Stroman, get it back to Stroman, up top, left-handed dribble, position right side behind the arc, try to get a bounce pass into Elliott, and again, they push the ball out of bounds, they'll bring the ball in from baseline this time. We'll mention back in the ballgame for Kokomo is 15 to Tyra Scott. Taking a breather is 0, Amara Stroman. Bringing in left of the bucket on the baseline. Bringing in deep in the front court. Picking it up, the dribble back around. Basketball at 10, Eliana Stewart. Going around the perimeter, go to the free throw line. Keisha Elliott, she'll pop a shot. Free throw line, 15-footer. Good. Keisha Elliott for 2. 25-9. We're under a minute. 47 seconds left. Up to the timeline with the basketball. They're working left side with the basketball. Ella Hickok. up top, 23, Cassie Stegall. She'll hand off. Cameron Runner, back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner going to be picked up right there at 11. L.O. Richards, I take that back at 10. Brianna Stewart. Mentioned Kokomo does have a couple of starters out of the game. To me, by Mr. Gene Hockney. Gene Hockney is the media guy. We'll mention those a lot. Out top of the basketball. Ella Hickok in the center line. 6 seconds left. Going to go under four. In the paint. She'll push it back out. They go cross court pass. Abby Sherry. She'll dribble in one dribble. And she couldn't get the 2-point shot to go. The left-handed shot. Curry Bird-esque. But, so they got a 10-minute intermission. The cheerleaders for cheerleaders step in for Kokomo. And then we'll mention, this game is in part, we'll mention halftime score. Hamilton Heights 25, Mo 9. And we'll mention, this game is in part brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Jewelers there, Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. The field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Hop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. The game is also in part brought to you by AGM Auto. In Arcadia, the west of Arcadia, if you're looking for that good mechanic, no further. GM to be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, your routine oil changes. Extend longevity from each of your automobiles. GM Auto, are now located just west of Arcadia, 5660, 166th Street. Open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And right now they also restore, I think, cars and trucks. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-5283. And that's 317-984-5283. The band making some joyful noise right up there. Sounded good. And so what we'll go ahead and mention, who's your conference? Who's your conference tonight? The games on the agenda on the 12th day of December. Playing basketball tonight at 7:30. They tipped off at Benton Central Bison. They're at the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. At the conference game, that's the East Division match. Excuse me, a West Division matchup. Also playing tonight at 7:30. The Christian Lady Eagles are at Central Chaplain Lady Knights this evening. And right here at Hamilton Heights, they travel. Kokomo, 7:30 start. It's a little bit beyond that. Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky, Kokomo, Lady Wildcats. 8 o'clock start tonight. It's only a Central. Lady Bombers travel to Andrea. Andrean, Lady Deniers. Mentioned 7:30 start tonight. West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils. They're at North Montgomery, Lady Chargers. Happening tonight in the North Central Conference. For Central Conference, there are three games tonight on the 12th of December, 7:30 p.m. Game Hamilton Heights. The Huskies are at the Kokomo Lady Wildcats. 6:30 start tonight. 6:30 according to JohnHarrell.net. It's a wonderful website. Check it out. That's John Harrell. And that's two R's, two L's. 6:30 p.m. Ketchum, Katy Mavericks are at the Lafayette Jets, Katy Broncos. And a 7:30 start tonight, it started out at New Haven Lady Bulldogs. They are at the Marion Lady Giants. So, 5:46 on the intermission clock. Talk a little bit about the class 3A ranking. Class 3A ranking presently, this week, girls basketball was tabulated on December 10th. So, just a couple of days ago, here's the top 15. Number one is the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Currently 9-1, the Class 3A Sectional 24. Number two, it's Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. Our 12-0, I said 10-0, our 12-0 Sectional 22. At number three, it's the Norwell Lady Knights. Lady Knights 9-2, Sectional 23. Number four, Indian Creek Lady Braves. For 8-2, Sectional 26. There are two teams tied up at five. This place, that is, we'll mention it, the Western Lady Panthers. 10-0, Sectional number 22. Also at number five is Greensburg Lady Pirates. They're 9-2, Sectional 29. Number seven, sweet, Plattsburgh Lady Warriors. 10-1, Sectional number 30. Number 8, Benton Central, the Bison, 7-2, Sectional 22. At number 9, Houston Southern, Lady Titans, 6-3, Sectional 32. Number 10, Evansville Memorial, Lady Tigers, 7-1, Sectional 32. Number 11, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they're 7-4, Sectional number 22. Number 12, Washington Lady Hatchet. Washington Lady Hatchet are 9-3, Sectional 31. Number 13, West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. Lady Red Devils are 7-6, Sectional 22. Have a tremendous coach, Jane Schott. Jane Schott also does some speaking when they don't make it to the little games in the playoffs. She does some commentary. Fine job. She's also assistant director. We also mentioned tied at number 14. Number 14, two of them, Picanoo Valley Lady Vikings, 10-1. And sectional number 18 at number 14. Hide there at the bottom there, there at Fairfield. The Falcons, they are the reigning state champions in Class 3A. That's the Fairfield Lady Falcons. 9-1. And this sectional, number 20. Let's talk a little bit about Class 4A. We'll talk about 4A. Sweet girls basketball, top 13. Tabulated December 10th. Number one is Lawrence Central Lady Bears. 10-1, sectional. Number 10, they're Class 4A. Number two is Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals. 10-1, sectional number 8. And number three, Fort Wayne Snyder Lady Panthers. They're 11-1, sectional number 5. Number four is Columbia City Lady Eagles. 9-1, sectional number 6. Number five is Center Grove. Lady Trojans are 10-1. Sectional number 13. Number six is Lawrence North. Lady Wildcats are 8-2. Sectional number 10. Number seven is Bedford. North Lawrence, the Stars, 10-1. Sectional 15. Number eight, Lake Central. Lady Indians, 10-1. Sectional number 1. Number 9 is Jennings County. Lady Panthers are 9-1. Sectional number 15. Number 10, Homestead. Homestead Lady Spartans. Would have never known they were the Spartans until you look it up on Herald.net. We'll mention. 10, Homestead. The Spartans are 7-1. They're for 6th sectional. Number 11 is Franklin. 80 Grizzly Cubs. And 2, they're sectional 14. Number 12, Footridge. 80 Footridge Lady Raiders. For 11-1, sectional number 4. Number 13, South Bend, Washington. Lady Panthers. 9-2, sectional number 3. So they're running the clock run down. We're inside the last minute. 30 seconds left during the intermission. They're going to inbound the basketball here momentarily. Good ball game. Got to admit, Kokomo Wildcats. Got to talk about the Lady Wildcats. They're going to bring the ball in. Be triggered in. The Wildcats, Lady Wildcats number 14. That's Reagan McLean. 4.3 boards per game average. The girl in front of her is 4.6. Kamara White will be pushed out of bounds. Going to be a first foul here in the second half. The whistle this on 24, Hadley Cherry. She's going to pick up her first foul. Absorbing the foul there is number 21, Makila Drake. She's going to be brought in lightly in the front court there. Deep in the front court. To the left side, 14, Reagan McLean. Bring it outside the arc and work it back in. Work an entry pass down low. And the front of the entry pass there was Shakel. Shakel gets the steal. Back the other direction. They go left elbow extended. 3-point shot going to go for Katie Brown. Rebound, Tally Cherry. Cross-court pass back to Brown. Back out top, Cameron Runner. Crossover into Payne. Work it left side, Cassie Shakel. Bring it back outside the arc. The dribble now is Ella Hickok. We're back to Cameron Runner. Runner with the basketball behind the arc and work at left side. Katie Brown thought about a three. She's going to dribble it back. Elbow left side. Back to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Crossover. Going to work it back around. Hard the basketball right there at Katie Brown. 22, Aviana. Pollard, Aviana Pollard. Guarding Brown and crossover to Payne. Cameron Runner. They work it back out top. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the crossover. Short now baseline. Shot in the air. Good. Right at the bucket. That's Cassidy Shakel for 2. 27-9. 6:42 on the game clock. Going to work it back the other direction. Elbow. Going to dribble it around outside the arc. Asia Elliott. Going to move it to the corner. 3-point shot. Good. Corner baseline 3. Credit the bucket. 14, Reagan McLean. 26 on the game clock. Third quarter. 27-12. The Huskies in front. It'll be a shoe tie in the field for the play. It's not going to stop the game for her. But Hickok going to dribble in. Cameron Runner drives to the paint. It'll be a reach-in foul. Cameron Runner absorbs the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on 14. Reagan McLean, she has 2 for the contest. They brought in front of the Husky bench. Katie Brown. Bouncing in deep in the front court. But Hickok, stationary dribble. She'll work the right side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown on the dribble. Starting Katie Brown, 21, Makila Drake. Tabby Carey takes the shot, wouldn't go, just inside the left elbow extended. Rebound out of there. Picked up there by 21, Makila Drake. Makila Drake will pass it to the corner. A little bit too tall. 24, Andrea Faison. We're going to bring the ball in from the side court, deep in the front back court, Lady Husky. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Going to work it up top there. Shakel, they're working back right side, Cameron Runner. A court pass behind the arc, 3-point shot. Rims out for Ella Hickok. Rebound Shakel. Shakel couldn't get the shot. It was blocked there by Asia Elliott. Husky's trying to rebound the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Belongs to Kokomo. Bring it in from the backcourt, side court. They're with the ball around. At 21, Makila Drake. After going to be stolen, check pass. Picked up out of the air by Cameron Runner. She goes off the glass. 2-point shot. Good. There'll be another kicked ball in the backcourt. Runner, 5:17 on the game clock. 29-12. Going to be brought in right in the bucket. The baseline at 13, Asia Elliott. They bring an answer to break the press. They tip from the backside. trying to tip it from the backside. In doing so, Ella Hickok gets the ball back from Hadley Cherry. Side the arc, working it left out of the circle. He'll hand off Katie Brown. She'll dribble the lane, and he and his floater off the glass, and good. About an eight-footer for Katie Brown. 31-12. Passes across the timeline. Amara Strowman back in the ballgame. Working it back to the corner. Three-point shot rims out. Shot wouldn't go this time. Reagan McLean back the other direction. Cameron Renner to go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Strowman trying to draw the charge. 33-12. 4:31 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Going to be tipped in the backcourt. Huskies providing pressure. The backcourt tipped out of bounds by Cameron Runner. It's going to be brought in by Asia Elliott. I think he had substitution in the ballgame. Again, it's going to be for Kokomo Lady Wildcats number 10, Liana Stewart. Taking a breather for the Lady Wildcats 24. Deria Eason will be brought in by Elliott. A court pass, three-quarter court. Work cross-court pass to Elliott. DJ Elliott, step the dribble. Going to work it back. Going to be bounce pass. Going to be tipped and picked up by Ella Hickok. Working left the paint back to Ella. Going to work inside-out play. Katie Brown couldn't get the shot. Three-point opportunity. Rebound collected there by Tim Eliana Stewart. Going to drive the lane. Going to call a traveling violation prior to the layup. Layup went in. That was 15 to Tyra Scott. They won't put that one on the scoreboard. 52 on the game clock. 33-12. The front court with the basketball. We're going to back around the perimeter. Side the arc, Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. Bring the ball back around. Picking her up. But there is 10. Liana Stewart. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok. The timeout call. Timeout. Hamilton Heights. They're going to call a 30-second timeout. I mentioned this game is in part brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Oh, Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville. 1708 South East Street. You can dial them up. 317-773-3800. 317-773-4800. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 11 a.m., and you'll see Dirk. You'll see Dirk right there on the lot. He'll be escorting you. Fancy Truck Rentals, Deanna Express Rentals in Noblesville. Brought in slightly in the backcourt. He picked up right there. Ella Hickok, she'll work at right corner. Katie Brown, back out top. Cameron Runner works at left side. Inside the arc, back out to Hadley Cherry. Thought about three dribbles in to the back out. That's number two, Ella Hickok. Got short off the rim, three-point land. Going the other direction. Kip Hicks thought there might have been a travel there. Front court with the basketball. Crossover dribble to Tyra Scott. She'll pick up a dribble, bounce pass. Off of the basketball. Horace Strowman, back to Scott. Tyra Scott's going to pass. That's a pass. Going to be a bounce pass picked up by the Lady Huskies. For the front court. Long half-court pass. Off the fingertips and out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Cameron running on the pass. And couldn't quite grasp it. Three, Katie Brown. Back the other direction. Picking up the basketball. We're going back the other way. Asia Elliott crossed the timeline with the dribble to Tyra Scott. Tyra Scott's pass is going to be intercepted. You'll get a jump ball. Simultaneous possession in the front court. Jump ball. There's Katie Brown. Number 10, Eliana Stewart. Possession arrow to the Lady Huskies. 33-12, 2:42 left in the third quarter in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 4, Taylor Harley. 6-inch junior. So taking a breather once again for Kokomo, 15 to Tyra Scott. They're going to go to the front court with the basketball. Katie Brown out top, Cameron Renner. To the left side, going to go baseline to bring it back out. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll dribble across the right elbow back out top. She'll dribble into Payne. One up. And right there, she gets the bucket. Right there. Could have contested the shot. That was Asia. Brilliant. Then put a hand up across the timeline with the basketball. Dribble. 14-footer, Asia. Asia Elliott. 14-footer is good. It'll be a timeout called by Ken Paul. 2:09 left. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. 35-14. Lady Huskies in front. We'll miss it. Game is in parts. Brought to you by Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurant. Good food. Friends. Good time. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, strive to please you each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Pittston and Oberville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, taking each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, food, good friends, and good times, not far away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name at Jim Dandy Restaurant in Noblesville. So there's the second horn getting ready to the basketball from the brought in. Backcourt, Lady Huskies brought in, Kathy Sherry. Drill it to the sideline at a walk pace, Ella Hickok. We picked up about the three-point line, 24, Tiana Pollard. Worked a bounce pass, trying to work a pinball dribble, I should say. Top of the basketball, near the center circle, Ella Hickok. Being guarded there by Tiana Pollard. The dribble. We guarded. Working the right side of the basketball, baseline. Going to push it back out top of the circle. Runner, she'll dribble in. Go off the glass, got the bucket. A little bit of an off-balance shot. Inside the bucket, just outside the paint. We're going to whistle this foul on Avi shooting. We're going to whistle this on 14. Fifth 13, Asia Elliott. Asia Elliott picks up number 2. Three-point play is good. Cameron Runner. 38-14. Ball's in the backcourt. Asia Elliott. The three beats the press, and they will with the pass. The front court with the basketball. It's 22, Aviana Pollard. She dribbles on top of the circle. She'll move to the left side. Asia Elliott on the dribble. Bounce pass back to Pollard behind the arc. Go to the corner with it. Amara Strowman. Back out to Pollard. Fell behind the arc. She'll work to the left side. Asia Elliott. Elliott's going to dribble in. He's going to go dribble in front of the body there. She'll be picked up by Cameron Runner. Going back right side. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Abby Cherry. Ball's going to be caught in the front court. There's going to be a whistle. They're going to whistle a foul. Evidently, they're going to whistle a foul on the Wildcats. 0, Mara Strowman. Not quite sure there. Strowman picks up her first foul in the ball game. 58.5 left. Double check, I tell you what, they must have called a technical foul. Not sure what that is, but free throw line is Cameron Runner. First shot is good. 41-14. Polynome. She'll get one more. Second shot is also good. 58.5. Left here in the third quarter. And I'm taking a breather is number 0, Amara Strowman. She gets the medium fives going down the bench area. They bring the ball in slightly backcourt, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Top, she'll cross over. We're going to get her at 24. Zyra Station. She'll dribble left. She'll bring it back. Backtail. 35 seconds left. It'll be a pushed out of bounds. They're going to whistle this foul. 21, Kokomo, Sheila Drake. She picks up her third foul in the contest. So they'll bring the ball in court after the backcourt. Sadie Brown to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. And guard her at half court, 24. Daria Action. Work it back out with the basketball. Triple threat available. Kathy Shakel dribbles right side. She'll go off the glass. Wouldn't get it, but she'll be called for the 50 foul, setting up to draw the charge. Kokomo Lady Wildcats. 26.2 left here in the third quarter. Kathy Shakel going to take a breather. Get a little chat with Coach Keegan Sherring in the back of the ball game with the Lady Husky. Before Taylor Harley. Trying to break the press right here, working to do so. Come on, the bounce back to Elliott. Pick up the basketball, and call 10-second violation. 15.3 left in the third quarter. 2-14. Kathy Shakel right back in the ball game. Taking a breather right there is for Taylor Harley. Working right side with the basketball. Picked up her dribble, Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Dribble just outside the paint. She'll go off the glass. And a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul. No basket. In the paint, they're going to... Lady Wildcat's going to help her, too. Setting up to draw the charge. Right there was number 10, Eliana Stewart. Eliana Stewart, a 5'8 sophomore. Going to be brought in right in the bucket. Deja Elliott tosses it in. Amara Strowman. Could be another kick in the backcourt, and that's going to empty out the clock here in the third quarter. It's the third quarter break, Hamilton Heights, 3-2. Lady Wildcats, 14. And we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. Call them 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. Or visit www.aipsindiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Ollie Street in Arcadia. We're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. That's actually going to bring it in side court. Ultimate possession arrow to give the ball back to Kokomo. They'll bring it in the court. Well, sends up the hands to Cyrus Scott. The dribble out top. Working left side out top of the basketball now. At 24, and Dyra Faison. Back to Cyrus Scott. So Cyrus Scott picks up the right elbow. They'll go to the corner with it. Poor shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound putback. About a putback. That's original shot from the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Aviana Pollard. Rebound of the basketball there was Asia Elliott. She dishes off. It'll be a common foul. It'll be brought in out of bounds. After the bucket on the baseline. Brought in right there. Tipped away. Back the other direction. Lady Husky. But Hickok take a shot. Left side of the bucket in the paint. Couldn't get it. It'll be fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be a bounce pass from the official. Whistle this foul. First foul here in the ballgame. Playing a clean ballgame. That's Eliana Stewart. Kokomo, first shot is good. Ella Hickok. Hickok will have one more. 33-14, 7:33 left. The shot rims around, falls in off the backboard. Bring it in from the backcourt, Asia Elliott. They'll toss it to the front court, ball's in the hand on the dribble. Aviana Pollard, that's Aviana Pollard. Elliott goes right outside the paint, she'll take a shot. 12, but it wouldn't go. Down out of there, Cameron Runner. We're working through the front court, pick up a screen, wouldn't use it, go back off the glass. Left-handed layup. Good for Cameron Runner. 46-14. Up the timeline with the basketball and the dribble. The tip from the backside, Cameron Runner. It's in the hand to Kathy Shaker. get it back to Evan Cherry. Now back to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble, crossover. We're going to do the corner, Hadley Cherry. We'll dribble around the perimeter to get it back to Ella Hickok. Attack on the back pedal dribble. Guarded there by 24 in direct. Eason. Get it back to Hadley Cherry. Work it right side behind the arc. Kate Cameron Runner. The screen doesn't use it. Working it back around to the dribble of basketball. Back out top center circle. Ella Hickok. Back on the dribble. Running here somewhat closer. 24. Geria, Eason, work at elbow, right side, back out top, they get it to Cameron Runner, some dribble, pull off the glass, 2-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Kokomo, picking it inside there. Elliott, the blocking foul. DJ Elliott, pass down low, DJ Elliott, 6-foot, senior. To go to the foul stripe. They might call this one on the floor. They are. They're going to call this foul on the floor prior to the shot. So they're going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. 24, Inderia, facing. They're going to toss it in. Toss it in. The paint there, tipped away by Cameron Runner. Trying to get it inside to Reagan McLean. Back the other direction. Pass to the lane off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. Ella Hickok. It's under 6 minutes left, 5:56 left, 58-14. Working to the baseline. Get shot just outside the paint. Tasia Elliott. Real foul whistle. She'll shoot two. Whistle is foul on Shakel. Captain Shakel has take that back. It's on Hadley Cherry. Listen, this on Cherry. She has two. Free throw line. Asia Elliott. First shot up and good. Asia Elliott. For this ballgame, 70%. And it's been 70% at 31 for 44 on the season. She'll get one more. And Elliott at free throw line, 48-15. Second shot, also good, 48-16. 5:50 here in the fourth quarter, crossing the timeline with the basketball. The right side, out top now. But Hickok's your crossover, should go to the lane for the corner baseline. Turns around, wouldn't go. That was Hadley Cherry. Rebound secured. For a moment there, that was Kenneth. Brianna Stewart, stolen by Cameron Runner. Her tips the rebound opportunity back out, except there by Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Cameron Roten, a freshman. Going to work it back around. Outside the arc. Outside the crossover. Cameron Runner. The shot is blocked. Stifled by Asia Elliott. Rebound fought for. Finally in the hands of Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten, 5'7" freshman. Cameron Roten averaging 3 points per game. Shooting 67% from two-point land. Ball goes back to Kokomo, 48-16. 5 minutes left here. Fourth quarter on the dribble, Asia Elliott. Elbow right, left side, got it. Just inside the elbow, saw the 14-footer. Point bucket for Elliott, 48-18. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. From the dribble, back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok to the center circle. She'll work at the left side adjacent to Havy Cherry. She'll hold the basketball, look for defense. Defense is provided by Asia Elliott. To guard the basketball, she's going to hand off. Outside behind the arc, Cameron Runner. For 25 on the game clock. 38-18, she's going to dribble in the paint. She's going to take a floater in. Off the rim, where'd it go? No pumping going on, Asia Elliott. Except the basketball. Kind of got away with it. Full dribble, and lose the handle. Back the other direction. It'll be a shot taken there. Well, then a reverse layup for Elliott. Rebound, Kokomo. Kokomo on the dribble in the backcourt. Elliott, should say Ella Hickok providing pressure. A timeout call. Kokomo Lady Wildcats. 3:59 on the game clock. 3:18. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. I will also mention, this game is being brought to you. The Towers septic and sewer. We do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning, restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pre-pump, I should say pre-pump bacteria, septic system. Remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County, surrounding counties. 2000, the year 2000, the new millennium. Heavily owned and operated. Our septic and sewer. They're right there on Highway 19. Some north of 200th Street. Right there. AVM. Suburban Estates Mobile Home Park. Bring the ball in from the backcourt. Cross the timeline. They'll straddle the timeline. Now they'll go across the timeline. Get down low on the dribble. The paint's going to rim around. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by Eliana Stewart. Back the other direction. Lady Husky. Outside the arc right there. They're moving around the perimeter. Abby Cherry. Dribble in left side. Going to be guarded there by Asia Elliott. Hands in the face. Pass it back out. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Brown. Abby Cherry with the board. She'll get it back to Brown. Be a bump foul right there in the paint. Katie Brown trying to get a bounce pass through the corner. A hiccup. Defensively, right there to play defensively. 15 to Tyra Scott. We're going to whistle this foul on Kokomo. It's going to be a pass in. It's going to be a jump ball. Toss it in. Left baseline, right to the left of the bucket. Tossed in by Harvey Cherry on the alley-oop. Cameron Runner went up to shoot it, and Asia Elliott locks her up. There's another opportunity right there to go off the glass. Point bucket good. Cameron Runner, same type of play. 3:16 left in the fourth quarter, 50-18. That's foul. Kokomo was whistled on 13. Asia Elliott. Take a shot straight away, just right of center, just inside the three-point arc. The glass. Don't rate them. You don't count them. They say the bank is open to them. Right now it's the ATM. Back pedal dribble right there. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok. Top of the basketball. Holding the basketball. Going to be guarded there closely. Say it's not close enough. The female referee. Back pedal dribble. Havie Cherry should have tossed it in. Just outside the paint. In the paint. The glass shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Asia Elliott going to bring it to the front court. 21, 25 left here in the fourth quarter. Bouncing outside the arc. The dribble, back pedal dribble. They'll work back in. They'll give the ball to Asia Elliott. Elliott going to rim around and fall in. Credit the assist. 14, Reagan McLean. Bring the ball in. Lady Husky walk it to the timeline. Couple of girls waiting to check in. One for each side. Each week. Squad will mention. 2 minutes left here. The fourth quarter, 50-23. Back pedal dribble. They'll work the right side. Go back around. Cameron Roten. Back to Ella Hickok. Straight away in the center circle. To the right side. They'll work it down low in the paint. The glass. Credit the bucket. Cameron Runner. Runner for two. 52-23. Cross the timeline with the basketball. Tyra. Right side. She'll bounce pass back out to Asia. Asia Elliott. Elbow. Right side. Joe. Shot Karam's going to be saved. Save the basketball. Foot on the baseline. Good effort there by Tim. Leanna Stewart. 1:26 on the game clock. So, substitutions in the ball game. He has to get her. Put in the ball game at number 4, Taylor Harley. She's a 5'6 junior. Katie Huskies also in the ball game, number 25. Double check there, that's actually number 20. Presley Cherry, 5'9. Take that back. Presley Cherry, 5'7 freshman. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Ball's going to cross the timeline on the dribble. It's Ella Hickok. Step right there, 24, Inderia. Fashion from the corner. Baseline, 3-point shot, rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Kokomo. Credit the board, 23, Maddie Carpenter. Patty Carpenter in the ballgame for the Lady Wildcats. The dribble, work it down low. That was 24. Darius Faison. Trying to get it inside. Kokomo Lady Wildcat number 11. She's in the ballgame now. That's Bella Richards. At 11 freshmen. Up in the timeline, Ella Hickok. On the dribble near the center circle. She'll work it right side. Another sub waiting to check in for the Lady Wildcat. 45 seconds left. On the dribble. She'll work it left side. Guarding the basketball there at 24. And Jeria Faison. They'll work it back out. Back pedal dribble. Emran Roten. She'll approach now. Side the paint. She'll take a shot. It's going to be a block shot. Box shot there, Amara Stroman. Back the other direction. Work it in. It was a shot outside the paint on the layup. Long layup. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Eliana Stewart. So baseline, Lady Husky. Also in the ball game is Nora Rieger. Side six freshman. Nora Rieger. To the corner with the basketball. 5 seconds left. Nora Rieger on the back pedal dribble. Going to get her is 10, Eliana Stewart. And the ball's going to end up on the bounce in front of Cameron Rose. It's going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Lady Husky, 52. Lady Cat, 23. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, next game on the agenda for the Lady Husky. Lady Husky will play Thursday. December, it's going to be the 14th, 7:30 start for the varsity, 6 o'clock, JV, Lafayette Lady Red Devils, the at Hamilton Heights Lady Husky. We'll mention the Kokomo Lady Wildcats. Next game will be Friday, it'll be Friday night, December 15th. Have here listed at 6 p.m. Check the local listing. I mean, just one game. Kokomo Lady Wildcats going to be at the Marion Giants. Thank you for tuning in. And I will mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. Fire burning, I got to mention. My wife back home, sound check. And she helped me out with it. And I had a spot, and I'm thankful for her. And we'll mention. This game right now, I'm going to talk to Coach Keegan Cherry. I say, what, Coach? You kind of had a difficulty there. You let the crowd know, and then you were playing the game, and over on the other sideline, you knew whoever that person was. They were playing the game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Haley does. I mean, being a Hamilton Heights alum, wearing the orange, you know, for 4 years there at Hamilton Heights, got a tremendous amount of respect for her. She does such a great job. Unfortunately, she's a little bit handicapped tonight. She got a couple of her players out. But I'm super proud of our girls and the way they battled and competed for 32 minutes. You know, I've told you this a million times, AJ, to get the reps out of the varsity level, and our practices are hard. So we continue to work on things late in the game, even though the score might say, hey, why don't you just go back and let them pass it around and do whatever they want and go home. Well, we take this opportunity to try to get better and work on some things, and that's what we did tonight. I really like the way our girls are playing right now, the aggressiveness and the confidence. Is at a level that I haven't seen before.
Not to take away from the ball game, but this venue, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's a special place, no doubt. And I told the girls we're lucky to be able to play here in a venue like this. Great players that have came through here, all the great basketball that has been played in this gym. This is Hoosier Hysteria. This is what Hoosier, the state of Indiana, and high school basketball is all about, having the opportunity to play in gymnasiums like this. Not everybody gets that opportunity, so really fortunate and lucky for our girls.
You know what, I was talking to Dean Hockney. He's the scores bench. He's the media guy. This guy knows that he's a magnet for his brain. He's a magnet. He let me know that this is the 150th year for this gym.
Oh, wow. That's No, it's a tradition-rich, you know, facility. The program, Kokomo, going back even on the boys and girls side, if you look here, you know, had a run of state final appearances, championships, runner-ups. I mean, it's a proud, proud program, proud community, and they love their basketball, and I appreciate that about them.
Coach, you got a cross conference game coming up Thursday.
We're going to have our hands full with West Lafayette. They're really physical. They got some really good players. Another team that's really well coached. So we've got a quick turn. Hopefully we can get our prep in tomorrow, stay healthy, and be able to compete on Thursday.
Jeff, yeah, we're going to talk to Sean Flaherty now.
Oh, very good. I appreciate your coverage, AJ. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. So we're going to talk to Mr. Sean Flaherty. Sean Flaherty, I tell you what, you are a magician with a cell phone.
Well, thank you very much. It's something I've been doing for the past 2.5 years, and it just kept growing and snowballing, and more people wanted me to come and start our daughters. It's been a blast.
You tell me that not just basketball, couple of, you want to do a couple wrestling meets and whatnot.
I've done some wrestling, some unified sports, boys basketball, girls volleyball. Volleyball is where I started, and it just kind of grew from there.
I tell you what, you went to school at Blue River, and you tell me that you played a pretty good, what instrument did you play the band?
I played trombone, and I played the tuba. Oh, and a little-known fact, the athletic director here at Kokomo, or previous athletic director, was my high school coach, Mike Wade, so I was hoping to see him tonight, but he wasn't here.
I bet the Husky superintendent would like to get with you and play there, play some songs, probably.
Probably. I'm looking forward to it.
He's pretty good on the draft. But anyway, I tell you what, when you came to this game tonight, you walked in. Was this your first time in this arena?
Yes, it was. I got that feeling of walking through history, looking at all the stories on the wall. I wish I had a little bit more time, but the girls played a great game, and I had more fun catching all those shots.
Are you going to be at the game Thursday with West Lafayette?
Is it at home? Yes, I will be there.
That sounds good. So, well, we'll talk again, okay?
We will, sure will. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and talk with the Kokomo Lady Wildcats coach. I'm looking at your youngin right there. That's special, right?
Yeah. So it's special having him. Sad he had to watch that tonight, but that's okay. So it was good to have him here.
I heard your dad telling me that his middle name is David.
Pretty cool. Yeah, good guy to be named after. So.
But tonight's game was probably interesting for you because you probably anticipated the orange in the crowd.
Oh, especially, you know, playing against my alma mater, coaching against them. I could have gave him a better game, but that's okay. We'll try to get better.
You got a center, 6 feet tall senior, but Elliot can move in the paint.
Playing really good right now, you know. She's basically putting the team on her shoulders, on her back, to play hard and really help everybody get better. It's just we got to find more scoring. So,
Mara, she can handle the basketball.
Yeah, she did okay tonight. She's got to get better in the paint. Got to get better at trying to score. We got to just be more aggressive on offense.
You look back at Hamilton Heights. For a photograph, you and I, right there, when you set the mark for 1,000-point club, and you know that mark was just broken.
Yeah, no, Cameron Runner's a great player. She's an awesome kid. You know, I wouldn't want to go to anybody else. I'm glad she's there, and she's playing hard and playing good, and I hope they can go get a state title.
The coach over here has got to be fun coaching. To the boys coach, your husband.
Yeah, no, it's been really fun. You know, got a lot of fights over court time, just kidding, but, yeah, it's really fun playing, you know, really coaching and just being able to, you know, enjoy time with him and talk about basketball and, you know, spend a lot of time together.
Last year, when you went home, we really talk about basketball unless one of you had a question to ask.
Yeah, we try not to, but, you know, I've had a lot of questions lately. We've been struggling, so he's been helping me out a lot.
I hope you don't mind him at the end of the ball game, end of the broadcast almost. Fight song with the monitor, is it okay?
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. Thank you, man. I appreciate what you do.
You. Good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great family. X is Q.
Yep. Thank you again. I appreciate it.